Well, hello from Nicaragua, everybody. Once I got my Kickstarter money, I headed for the border, as you can see. Really, I'm just down here for the Debian conference, DebConf, and I have been working on the assistant down here today. And I just reached a neat milestone, which I thought I'd show to you. So, here are four terminals on two continents. These two up here are my laptop here in Nicaragua. And these two down at the bottom are a server that I have in the UK. And what I'm going to do is run the Gedanix Assistant on the server in the UK and on my laptop in the foreground, which will let us see everything that it's doing. And then I'm going to create a file here on my laptop. Let's make it 5 megabytes, which will take, a little bit of time to transfer over to the UK from Nicaragua. So, as soon as I start creating this file, which is now happening, the Gedanix Assistant notices that it's created, adds it locally here, and it's now sending it over to the UK. You can notice that the UK down here has woken up and already seen that the file exists. If I run ls in the UK, the file is there, but you can see it's in red because the data hasn't actually shown up yet. And as you can see, the UK is actually logged into my computer here and is pulling it up. Also, it's also possible that my computer could have pushed it to the UK. It just depends which gets there first, actually. And now the file's been transferred, and everything is now in sync. We have a file that I've just created that's 10 megabytes that automatically synced over. If I want to remove it, that'll also get transferred across the link automatically between the two continents here. So this has still has some work to go before it's as fast as it could be, and to fix some edge cases and things like that. But it's an important milestone. So thanks a lot. And if you want to see this on your own computer, you can grab it out of my Git repository. Thanks.